Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal to you the incredible financial blessings and breakthroughs that He is about to unleash in your life. Rest assured, our God is a God of abundance, a God of provision, and a God who delights in meeting the needs of His children in miraculous ways. He is the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills, the God who supplies all our needs according to His riches and glory, and the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. In this powerful message, we'll explore the 10 unmistakable signs that God is about to bless you with a financial miracle. Through the wisdom of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced His supernatural provision, you'll discover how God is aligning every aspect of your life to position you for the extraordinary financial blessings He has in store. When we choose to trust in God's ability to provide, even when our circumstances seem impossible, we demonstrate our unwavering faith in the goodness and faithfulness of our God. He is the God who promises to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so great that we won't have room enough to receive it. The God who gives us the power to get wealth, and the God who delights in the prosperity of His servants. So, if you've been struggling financially, if you've been wondering how you're going to make ends meet, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this life-changing message with those in your circle who may be in need of a financial breakthrough. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to be reminded that our God is a God of abundance, a God of provision, and a God who is always working to bless and prosper His children. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to seek His will, trust in His perfect plan, and step out in faith to receive the financial miracles He has in store for you. Remember, your current financial situation is not your final destination. Your lack is not the end of your story, and your God is not finished blessing you yet. Keep believing. Keep declaring His promises, and watch as He opens the floodgates of heaven and pours out His financial blessings upon you in ways that will leave you in awe of His goodness and His power. Number one, when God is preparing to bless you with a financial miracle, He often begins by teaching you valuable lessons in stewardship. This divine preparation may come in unexpected ways, subtly guiding you towards better financial management and a deeper understanding of His provision. You might suddenly find yourself drawn to budgeting techniques or financial planning resources that never interested you before. This newfound curiosity isn't mere coincidence. It's the Lord equipping you with the skills and knowledge you'll need to handle the abundance He plans to send your way. As you delve into these topics, you're not just learning about money, you're developing a godly perspective on wealth and resources. The Bible tells us in Luke 16:10, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. God takes this principle seriously, and He wants to see how you manage what you already have before He entrusts you with more. You may notice a growing sense of responsibility towards your current finances, no matter how modest they may be. This shift in mindset is a beautiful sign of God's work in your heart, preparing you for the blessings to come. As you embrace these lessons in stewardship, you'll likely experience a transformation in your attitude towards money. Instead of seeing it as a source of stress or a goal in itself, you'll begin to view it as a tool for furthering God's kingdom. This aligns with His desire for us to be good stewards of all He provides, using our resources to bless others and glorify His name. You may find yourself becoming more intentional about tithing and giving, even when it seems challenging. This act of faith demonstrates your trust in God's provision and your willingness to put His priorities first. Remember, give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. As you cultivate a generous heart, you're creating space for God's abundance to flow into your life. During this season of preparation, you might also notice a shift in your prayers. Instead of solely asking for financial blessings, you may find yourself seeking wisdom on how to be a faithful steward. This change in focus pleases the Lord, as it shows your desire to align your will with His. As you pray for guidance in managing your resources, big or small, you're inviting God to work in your financial life in powerful ways. God may also use this time to refine your character, teaching you patience, contentment, and trust. You might face small financial challenges that test your faith and encourage you to rely more fully on Him. These trials aren't meant to discourage you, but to strengthen your spiritual muscles for the blessings ahead. As you apply these lessons in your daily life, you'll likely notice a sense of peace and order settling over your finances. This calm isn't just about having your budget in order. It's a reflection of your growing trust in God's provision and your improved stewardship of His gifts. This newfound stability is a beautiful foundation upon which God can build even greater blessings. Remember, the journey of financial stewardship is ongoing. Even as you anticipate God's miraculous provision, continue to faithfully manage what you have. Be diligent in your work, wise in your spending, and generous in your giving. As you do, you're positioning yourself to receive and responsibly handle the abundance God has in store for you. God is molding you into a vessel capable of carrying and distributing His blessings. Your faithfulness in the small things is not overlooked. It's paving the way for greater responsibilities and greater rewards. Trust in His timing and His methods, knowing that He is working all things together for your good and His glory. Number 2. When you find yourself experiencing supernatural contentment amidst lack, it may be a powerful sign that God is preparing to bless you with a financial miracle. This paradoxical peace in the face of scarcity is often a precursor to divine abundance flowing into your life. In these moments, you might notice a remarkable shift in your perspective. Despite unpaid bills piling up or financial pressures mounting, you feel an unexplainable sense of calm washing over you. It's as if God has placed His hand on your heart, stilling the storms of worry and replacing them with a deep-seated trust in His provision. This supernatural contentment manifests in various ways. You may find yourself smiling more frequently, even when confronted with challenging financial situations. Instead of succumbing to stress when you look at your bank account, you feel a gentle reassurance that God has everything under control. Your prayers shift from desperate pleas for help to heartfelt expressions of gratitude for what you already have. This attitude mirrors the Apostle Paul's words in Philippians 4:11-13, where he declares that he has learned to be content in all circumstances, whether in plenty or in want. Like Paul, you begin to realize that your strength and peace come not from your financial status, but from Christ who empowers you. As this supernatural contentment takes root, you may notice a lightness in your spirit that defies logical explanation. Financial worries that once weighed heavily on your shoulders seem to lose their power over you. You find yourself praising God, not just for what He will do, but for who He is, your loving Father who cares deeply for your needs. This shift in perspective is God's way of cultivating your faith and detaching you from worldly anxieties. He's preparing your heart to receive the blessing He has in store for you. By learning to find joy and peace in Him alone, you're positioning yourself to steward future blessings with wisdom and gratitude. During this season, you might experience a renewed passion for generosity. Even with limited resources, you feel compelled to give and bless others. This seemingly counterintuitive desire to be generous in times of lack is often a seed that God uses to multiply blessings in your life. As you walk in this supernatural contentment, you'll likely find that your relationships improve. Financial stress often strains connections with loved ones, but as you radiate peace and joy, those around you will be drawn to the light within you. Your unwavering faith in God's provision becomes a powerful testimony to others who may be struggling with their own financial battles. This period of contentment amidst lack is not just about waiting for a financial breakthrough. It's a transformative process that God uses to shape your character. He's teaching you to trust Him more deeply, to find your worth in Him rather than in material possessions, and to cultivate a heart of gratitude regardless of your circumstances. As you walk through this season, hold fast to the promises in God's Word. Meditate on scriptures like Matthew 6:33, which reminds us to seek first His kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Let your contentment be a declaration of faith, proclaiming that you trust in God's timing and His good plans for your life. This supernatural peace is a beautiful gift from God, preparing you for the abundance He's about to pour into your life. Embrace it, walk in it, and watch as He unfolds His miraculous provision in ways you never imagined possible. Number 3. When God is preparing to bless you with a financial miracle, He often sets the stage by orchestrating divine connections in your life. These encounters may seem random or insignificant at first, but they are carefully arranged by our loving Father to pave the way for His abundant provision. Divinely orchestrated connections are a powerful sign that God is working behind the scenes to bring about a financial breakthrough in your life, just as He directed Elijah to the widow of Zarephath during a time of famine. The Lord is guiding key individuals into your path. These people may come from unexpected places, with diverse backgrounds and experiences that seem unrelated to your current financial situation. Consider the story of Elijah and the widow in 1 Kings 17:8-16. In the midst of a severe drought, God sent Elijah to a seemingly unlikely source of provision, a poor widow who was down to her last meal. This divine appointment not only saved Elijah's life, but also resulted in a miraculous ongoing supply of food for the widow and her son. In the same way, God may bring people into your life who, at first glance, appear to have little to offer in terms of financial assistance. But these connections are part of His greater plan to bless you abundantly. Sometimes the connections God orchestrates may seem completely unrelated to your financial situation. You might strike up a conversation with a stranger at a coffee shop, only to discover later that they have connections to job opportunities or business partnerships that align perfectly with your skills and passions. These chance meetings are often God's way of opening doors that you never knew existed. As you navigate these divinely orchestrated connections, it's important to remain open and receptive to God's leading. The Lord may use these individuals to speak words of encouragement, wisdom, or even specific instructions that will guide you towards your financial breakthrough. Just as Elijah followed God's directive to seek help from the widow, you too must be willing to step out in faith and embrace the opportunities that arise from these divine appointments. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. The connections He arranges may not always make sense from a human perspective, but they are intricately woven into His perfect plan for your life. Trust that each person He brings across your path has a purpose, even if it's not immediately apparent. As you encounter these divinely orchestrated connections, be encouraged that God is actively working on your behalf. He is aligning circumstances, people, and opportunities to bring about a financial miracle in your life. Your job is to remain faithful, attentive, and obedient to His leading. Embrace these divine appointments with gratitude and expectancy. Engage in meaningful conversations, be open to new ideas, and be willing to step out of your comfort zone. God may use these connections to reveal hidden talents or untapped potential within you that will contribute to your financial breakthrough. Above all, keep your heart and mind focused on the Lord. While these connections are significant, remember that God Himself is the ultimate source of your provision. As you cultivate relationships with the people He brings into your life, continue to deepen your relationship with Him through prayer, worship, and study of His Word. Trust in the Lord's perfect timing and His infinite wisdom. Just as He provided for Elijah and the widow in miraculous ways, He is more than able to meet your financial needs and exceed your expectations. These divinely orchestrated connections are a testament to His love, care, and intricate involvement in every aspect of your life. Number 4. When God is preparing to bless you with a financial miracle, He may choose to communicate through unusual dreams and visions. These divine messages often come when we least expect them, serving as powerful indicators of the abundance that awaits us. Just as Joseph in the Bible experienced prophetic dreams that foretold his future prosperity, you too may find yourself immersed in vivid nighttime visions filled with symbols of wealth and provision. These dreams might feature scenes of overflowing granaries, lush fields ready for harvest, or rivers teeming with fish. You may see yourself receiving keys to a new home or walking through rooms filled with treasures. Sometimes the symbolism is more abstract. Perhaps you're soaring through the air, representing freedom from financial burdens, or you're planting seeds that grow into mighty trees, signifying investments that will yield great returns. The Lord often uses these nocturnal revelations to prepare our spirits for the blessings to come. They serve as a gentle whisper to our souls, nurturing faith and expectation. You might wake up with a sense of peace and assurance, feeling that something wonderful is on the horizon. These dreams can be God's way of strengthening your belief in His provision, even before you see tangible evidence in your waking life. Remember, these unusual dreams and visions are not mere flights of fancy. They are sacred communications from the Almighty, designed to build your faith and prepare you for the financial breakthrough that is coming. Just as God used dreams to guide Joseph's path from the pit to the palace, He may be using your dreams to chart a course from scarcity to abundance. In addition to dreams, you may experience waking visions, brief, vivid mental images that flash across your mind during prayer or meditation. These can be equally significant, often providing clear direction or confirmation about financial decisions or opportunities. As you receive these divine insights, allow them to fuel your prayers and actions. Let the images of abundance inspire you to step out in faith, to sow seeds of generosity, and to position yourself for the miracle God is orchestrating. These dreams and visions are not just about passive receiving. They're invitations to partner with God in bringing His promises to fruition. Remember, the God who created the universe from nothing is more than capable of creating financial miracles in your life. These unusual dreams and visions are often the first fruits of His promise, the initial drops of rain before the deluge of blessing. They are His way of saying, "I have not forgotten you. I see your needs, and I am moving on your behalf." So, embrace these nocturnal messages with gratitude and expectation. Let them be the wind beneath your wings of faith, propelling you forward into the season of supernatural provision that God has prepared for you. Your financial miracle is not just a distant hope. It's a coming reality, being previewed in the theater of your dreams and visions. Number 5. When you find yourself suddenly seized by an inexplicable urge to declutter and make space in your life, take heed. This could be a powerful sign that God is preparing to bless you with a financial miracle. This divine prompting often manifests as an overwhelming desire to clean out your physical surroundings, organize your belongings, and simplify your life in ways you may not have considered before. Picture yourself standing in your home, looking around with fresh eyes. You might feel a strong impulse to tackle that cluttered garage that's been bothering you for months, or to finally sort through the stack of papers on your desk that's been growing taller by the day. This sudden motivation isn't just about tidiness. It's a spiritual preparation for the abundance God is about to pour into your life. Remember the story of the widow in 2 Kings 4:3-6? When she sought help from the prophet Elisha during a time of great financial distress, he instructed her to borrow as many empty vessels as she could from her neighbors. Only then did the miraculous flow of oil begin, filling every container until there were no more left to fill. This biblical account beautifully illustrates how creating space is often a prerequisite for receiving God's blessings. As you begin to declutter, you may find yourself letting go of items you've held onto for years. Each object you remove creates room not just in your physical space, but in your spiritual life as well. It's as if you're telling God, "I trust you to fill these empty spaces with your blessings." This act of faith can be deeply powerful, demonstrating your readiness to receive what the Lord has in store for you. The process of decluttering can also be a form of stewardship. By organizing your possessions and creating order in your environment, you're showing God that you can be trusted with more. It's like preparing a clean, well-organized storehouse for the abundance He's about to provide. This diligence and care for what you already have can be seen as an act of gratitude, acknowledging God's provision in your life. As you simplify your surroundings, you may notice a sense of lightness and freedom emerging. This isn't just about having a tidier space. It's about creating mental and emotional clarity that allows you to better focus on God's voice and guidance. By removing physical clutter, you're also clearing away distractions that might hinder your ability to recognize and receive the financial blessings God is preparing for you. This urge to declutter might extend beyond your physical space. You may feel compelled to simplify your schedule, letting go of commitments that no longer serve your purpose or align with God's plan for your life. This creates valuable time and energy that can be redirected towards pursuits that will position you for the financial breakthrough God has in mind. As you yield to this divine prompting, trust that God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating circumstances and aligning opportunities that will lead to your financial miracle. Your act of creating space is a powerful declaration of faith, saying to the Lord, "I am ready and expectant for the blessings you have promised." Remember, just as the widow's obedience in gathering empty vessels preceded her miraculous provision, your obedience in decluttering and making space can be the precursor to your own financial breakthrough. Embrace this season of preparation with joy and anticipation, knowing that God's timing is perfect and His promises are sure. Number 6. When God is preparing to bless you with a financial miracle, one of the most profound yet often overlooked signs is a heightened compassion for others' financial struggles. This newfound empathy isn't just a coincidence, it's a divine preparation for the abundance that's about to enter your life. As your breakthrough approaches, you may find yourself increasingly aware of the financial hardships others are facing. You might notice the single mother struggling to make ends meet, the elderly couple pinching pennies, or the young family burdened by medical bills. Where once you might have passed by without a second thought, now your heart aches for their situations. This growing compassion is both a test and a preparation. It's a test of your character, challenging you to respond with love and generosity, even before your own situation has changed. Will you offer a helping hand, a kind word, or a prayer for those in need? God is watching how you steward the little you have now as a precursor to how you'll handle the abundance to come. But it's also preparation for the responsibility that accompanies financial blessing. God doesn't bless us solely for our own benefit, but so that we can be a blessing to others. This heightened awareness is equipping you with the sensitivity and discernment you'll need to use your future resources wisely and compassionately. This compassion reflects the heart of the early church, where believers shared their possessions to meet each other's needs, as described in Acts 4:32-35. They understood that everything they had was a gift from God to be used for the good of the community. Your growing empathy is aligning your heart with this biblical model of generosity and mutual care. As you experience this increased compassion, embrace it as a sign of God's work in your life. Let it soften your heart and open your eyes to the needs around you. Practice generosity in whatever ways you can, even if it's just offering your time or a listening ear. Remember the widow who gave her last 2 coins. It's not the amount that matters, but the heart behind the giving. This compassion may also manifest as a desire to pray for others facing financial difficulties. Your prayers can be powerful intercessions, even as you await your own breakthrough. As you lift others up to God, you're participating in His work of provision, and demonstrating faith in His ability to meet all needs. Remember, financial blessings from God are never meant to create separation or superiority. Instead, they're intended to foster connection, community, and mutual support. Your growing compassion is preparing you to be a responsible and loving steward of the resources God is about to entrust to you. So as you notice this increased sensitivity to others' financial struggles, rejoice. It's a beautiful sign that God is at work in your heart, preparing you for the blessing He's about to pour out. Embrace this season of growth, respond with love and generosity, and look forward with faith to the financial miracle God has in store for you. Number 7. When God is preparing to bless you with a financial miracle, He often communicates through His Word in extraordinary ways. You may find yourself in a season where certain scriptures about provision and stewardship seem to come alive, appearing repeatedly and unexpectedly in your daily life. Scripture has a way of speaking directly to our hearts, and during times of divine preparation, you might notice verses like Malachi 3:10 or Philippians 4:19 catching your attention more frequently. These passages may suddenly appear not just in your regular Bible study, but also on billboards as you drive, in casual conversations with friends, or even in the most unlikely places. Malachi 3:10 declares, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." This powerful promise of abundance might start resonating with you in a new way. Similarly, Philippians 4:19 assures us, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." You may find this verse speaking comfort and hope into your financial situation, reminding you of God's faithfulness. This repeated emphasis on scriptures related to provision is God's way of building your faith and aligning your heart with His promises. He's preparing you spiritually for the blessing He's about to pour out. By continually bringing these verses to your attention, God is reinforcing His truth in your mind and spirit. As you encounter these scriptures more frequently, you may feel a growing sense of anticipation and faith. It's as if God is whispering His promises directly to your heart, assuring you that He sees your needs and is working on your behalf. This supernatural encounter with Scripture isn't limited to just reading the Bible. You might find yourself drawn to sermons or teachings that focus on God's provision. Christian radio programs or podcasts may seem to address financial stewardship more often. Even conversations with fellow believers might naturally turn to topics of God's faithfulness in meeting needs. During this season, it's important to pay attention to these divine nudges. Take time to meditate on the scriptures that keep appearing in your life. Allow them to take root in your heart and mind. Memorize them, speak them aloud, and let them shape your prayers and expectations. Remember, God's Word is living and active. When He repeatedly brings certain scriptures to your attention, it's because He wants to activate those promises in your life. He's inviting you to trust Him more deeply and to align your thoughts and actions with His principles of stewardship and generosity. So, be encouraged. When God's Word begins to speak to you in these extraordinary ways about provision and blessing, it's a sign that He's working behind the scenes. He's setting the stage for a powerful demonstration of His faithfulness in your finances. Keep your heart open, stay rooted in His Word, and watch expectantly for the financial miracle He's preparing to bring into your life. Number 8. When God is preparing to bless you with a financial miracle, He often begins by redirecting your skills and talents in ways you might never have imagined. This divine redirection is a powerful sign that the Lord is about to move mightily in your life, opening doors you never knew existed and revealing opportunities you may have overlooked. Consider for a moment the gifts and abilities God has bestowed upon you. Perhaps you have a natural talent for writing, a knack for organization, or a creative flair for design. These skills, which you may have long taken for granted or even neglected, could be the very tools God intends to use to bring about your financial breakthrough. The Bible provides us with a beautiful example of this divine redirection in the story of Bezalel. In Exodus 31:1-5, we read how God filled Bezalel with His Spirit, giving him wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts. The Lord specifically chose Bezalel to create intricate designs and work with gold, silver, and bronze for the construction of the tabernacle. What may have seemed like ordinary artistic abilities became the means through which God's glory was manifested. In the same way, God may be calling you to look at your own talents with fresh eyes. That hobby you've pushed aside due to lack of time or the skill you've undervalued could be the very thing God wants to use to bless you financially. Perhaps your gift for public speaking, which you've only used in small settings, is about to become a platform for reaching thousands. Or maybe your talent for cooking, which has only served your family and friends, is on the verge of becoming a thriving catering business. This divine redirection often comes with a renewed sense of purpose and excitement. You may find yourself suddenly passionate about areas of your life that you've previously overlooked. This spark of enthusiasm is the Holy Spirit igniting your potential, preparing you for the financial blessing that's on its way. As you notice this redirection, it's crucial to remain open and obedient to God's leading. He may be asking you to step out of your comfort zone, to use your abilities in unfamiliar territory. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. What seems unlikely or even impossible to us is well within God's power to accomplish. In this season of redirection, it's important to stay grounded in prayer and Scripture. Seek God's guidance daily, asking Him to reveal how He wants you to use your gifts. Be willing to say yes to opportunities that may seem unconventional or challenging. Trust that God is working all things together for your good, even when the path forward isn't entirely clear. As you faithfully steward the talents God has given you in these new directions, prepare your heart for the financial miracle that's on its way. God is positioning you for blessing, not just for your own benefit, but so that you can be a blessing to others. Your redirected skills and talents will become channels through which God's abundance can flow, touching lives and advancing His kingdom. So embrace this season of divine redirection with joy and expectation. Your financial miracle is not just about money. It's about God's plan for your life unfolding in magnificent ways. As you step out in faith, using your God-given abilities in new and exciting ways, you're partnering with the Creator of the universe to bring about His purposes. And in doing so, you're positioning yourself for a financial breakthrough that will testify to God's goodness and faithfulness in your life. Number 9. When you start noticing unexplainable favor in unlikely places, it's often a sign that God is preparing to bless you with a financial miracle. This divine favor can manifest in ways you might not immediately connect to your financial situation, but it's all part of God's grand plan for your life. Imagine walking into a store and suddenly being offered a free upgrade on a purchase, or having a stranger pay for your coffee. These small acts of kindness and unexpected blessings are like breadcrumbs leading you towards a greater financial breakthrough. God often uses these moments to build your faith and teach you to recognize His hand at work in your life. Consider the story of Esther in the Bible. She was an ordinary Jewish girl who found extraordinary favor in the eyes of King Xerxes. This favor ultimately led to her becoming queen and being in a position to save her entire people. In the same way, the favor you're experiencing now could be God positioning you for a greater purpose and financial blessing. You might find yourself winning small contests or raffles you didn't even remember entering. Perhaps you're chosen for a special project at work, even though you didn't volunteer. These seemingly random occurrences are often God's way of showing you that He can open doors no man can shut. As you experience this unexplainable favor, it's important to remain humble and grateful. Each instance of favor, no matter how small, is an opportunity to practice good stewardship. How you handle these small blessings can determine how God entrusts you with larger ones. Remember the parable of the talents. Those who were faithful with little were given charge over much. This season of favor is also a time to cultivate expectancy, Just as a farmer plants seeds expecting a harvest, you should nurture a spirit of anticipation for the financial miracle God is preparing. However, don't become so focused on the big breakthrough that you miss the beauty and lessons in these smaller moments of favor. During this time, you may find doors opening in unexpected areas of your life. Perhaps you'll receive invitations to events or introductions to people that seem unrelated to your financial goals. But remember, God's ways are higher than our ways. He may be using these connections to lay the groundwork for your financial blessing. It's crucial to stay spiritually attuned during this season. Spend time in prayer and meditation on God's Word. The more you align yourself with God's will, the more clearly you'll be able to recognize and receive the favor He's sending your way. As you walk in this unexplainable favor, be prepared for tests of character. God may allow challenging situations to arise alongside the blessings. These are opportunities to demonstrate your faith and integrity. How you respond in these moments can accelerate or delay your financial breakthrough. Ultimately, this unexplainable favor in unlikely places is a reminder of God's love and care for you. It's a testament to His promise in Jeremiah 29:11 that He has plans to prosper you and give you hope and a future. So embrace these moments of favor with joy and gratitude, knowing that they are signposts pointing towards the financial miracle God has in store for you. Number 10. When God is preparing to bless you with a financial miracle, He often plants a seed of holy restlessness in your heart. This divine stirring goes beyond mere personal ambition or material desire. It's a profound, almost inexplicable urge to make a lasting impact for God's kingdom. This holy restlessness manifests as a burning passion to see God's will done on earth as it is in heaven. You find yourself constantly pondering how you could use resources, if you had them, to advance God's purposes. Your prayers shift from asking for personal blessings to seeking opportunities to be a blessing to others and further the gospel. Like King David, who desired to build a temple for the Lord, you may feel a strong calling to create something significant for God's glory. This could be a ministry, a charitable organization, or a business that operates on biblical principles and supports kingdom work. You might experience sleepless nights not from worry, but from excitement about the possibilities of what God could do through you. Your mind races with ideas for outreach programs, missions, or ways to support those in need. You find yourself drawn to stories of how others have used their resources to make a difference, and you long to do the same. This kingdom-minded focus aligns your heart with God's heart. You begin to see money not as an end in itself, but as a tool for spreading love, hope, and the message of salvation. You may feel a growing dissatisfaction with worldly pursuits and a deepening desire to invest in eternal treasures. As this holy restlessness intensifies, you may notice a shift in your priorities. Luxuries that once seemed important now pale in comparison to the joy of serving others. You find yourself more willing to sacrifice personal comfort for the sake of kingdom advancement. This divine discontentment is often accompanied by an increased sensitivity to the needs around you. You become more aware of the struggles of others and feel a strong compulsion to help. The Holy Spirit may bring specific individuals or causes to your attention, planting seeds of future ministry. Remember, this restlessness is not about guilt or works-based salvation. It's a gift from God, aligning your desires with His and preparing you for the blessing He wants to bestow. It's a sign that God is molding you into a vessel fit for His use, ready to handle the resources He plans to entrust to you. As you nurture this holy restlessness, continue to seek God's face in prayer and His will through His Word. Allow Him to refine your motives and shape your vision. Trust that He who began this good work in you will bring it to completion. As you wait for the financial blessing to manifest, start acting on your kingdom-minded desires in whatever way you can. Be faithful with what you have now, whether it's your time, talents, or current resources. Remember the parable of the talents and strive to be a good and faithful servant with what God has already given you. Heavenly Father, We come before you today with hearts full of gratitude and expectation. We acknowledge your sovereignty and your unwavering love for us, your children. We believe that you are the source of all blessings and that your plans for us are always good. We thank you for your faithfulness in our lives, even during times of financial hardship and uncertainty. We trust in your promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and that you are always working behind the scenes to provide for our needs. Lord, we stand on your word, which declares that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We believe that you are about to pour out a financial miracle upon us, a blessing so great that it will surpass our wildest dreams and expectations. We declare that every financial obstacle and barrier is removed in the name of Jesus. We break free from the chains of debt, lack, and poverty, and we step into the abundant life that you have prepared for us. We trust that you will open doors of opportunity, provide unexpected sources of income, and multiply our resources. Father, we ask that you give us wisdom and discernment as we steward the blessings you bestow upon us. Help us to be good managers of your resources, using them to further your kingdom and to bless others in need. May we always remember that every good and perfect gift comes from above, and may we never take your provision for granted. We thank you in advance for the financial miracle that is about to unfold in our lives. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, for you alone are worthy. We declare that our trust is in you, and we eagerly await the manifestation of your blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this message, I want to encourage you to keep your faith strong and your hope alive. Remember that God is the ultimate provider, the one who owns the cattle on a thousand hills and the wealth in every mine. He sees your needs, he knows your struggles, and he is working behind the scenes to bring about your breakthrough. Just as he provided manna for the Israelites in the wilderness and multiplied the loaves and fishes to feed the multitude, he can and will provide for you in your time of need. So don't give up on your dreams, don't lose sight of your goals, and don't let the enemy steal your joy. Keep praising God in the midst of your trials. Keep thanking him for his faithfulness and keep declaring his promises over your life. As you do, you will see the hand of God moving on your behalf, opening doors of financial blessing and prosperity that you never thought possible. You will experience the abundance that Jesus spoke of when he said, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Remember, your Father in heaven loves you with an everlasting love, and he delights in giving good gifts to his children. So keep your eyes on him, keep your heart in tune with his will, and keep your hands open to receive the blessings he has in store for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And may you always remember that God is the source of every good and perfect gift, and that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. Keep believing, keep receiving, and keep walking in the financial miracles that God has for you. Amen.